Welcome to Organizing with Ease, where we simplify and organize our lives for the better. I'm Deanna Mall, your host, here to guide you towards a more organized and enriching life. Together, let's explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert advice to simplify every aspect of our lives. Are you ready to embark on this journey with ease? Let's start. Welcome to Organizing with Ease podcast. Today, we embark on a journey exploring the delicate balance between productivity and creativity, especially for those busy moms, those transitioning to working from home. If you're joining us for the first time, I thank you for tuning in. Have you ever marveled at how some people just effortlessly dive into tasks while others seem lost in a whirlwind of distractions? Well, I do. I actually do think about this. It's just so fascinating, isn't it? It's just an aspect of our human behavior that's been the subject of much research and speculation. Today, we unravel the mysteries of organization and its profound impact on our daily lives, particularly in the context of home life and remote work, since we're majority of us are now working from home. Consider the diverse approaches to organization within your home. So from the meticulously planned schedules to embracing what I call CC, creative chaos, each method serves to enhance productivity and creativity in its unique way. Recent studies have highlighted the benefits of organization in reducing stress and increasing overall well-being for busy moms and remote workers alike, because that is what we definitely would like. We want to reduce our stress, right? But even with vastly different organizational method, the end goal remains remarkably similar. So if you have your pen and paper out, write this down. If you're driving, just listen and take a mental note. The end goal is to bring order to chaos and clarity to our thoughts. So whether it's color coding the calendars, creating to-do lists, or establishing designated workspaces like a command centers within your home, the key is to find what works best for you and your family needs. Research does show that individuals who tailor their home environments to the personalities and preferences report higher levels of productivity and satisfaction. According to a study published in the Psychology Science, those who personalize their workspaces within their homes experience a 28% increase in productivity. So now let's try to see, finding that perfect balance between zoning in and zoning out is so essential, especially for busy moms juggling multiple responsibilities. One strategy is to establish daily routines. I talk about this a lot. My morning routine, my night routine, my weekly routine, right? Even my monthly routines. But daily routines, those that allow for us to focus our work periods, interspersed with breaks for rest and rejuvenation. So do you actually do those? Do you actually take those breaks? You need to ask yourself, if you don't, why don't you? Research has shown that incorporating regular breaks into the day can enhance creativity and problem-solving abilities, crucial for both productivity and overall well-being. Recently, I had an appointment with my ophthalmologist, Dr. McCullough, and if you could tell I'm kind of laughing or chuckling, is because of the fact that I had such an interesting conversation with him during my appointment that I actually started this podcast episode just for him, zoning in and zoning out. So what Dr. McCullough does, he meticulously reviews patient records to provide personal care each and every morning. He sets aside time by literally, as he calls it, I just zone in on my day, Deanna. I just go into my office and I zone in on that day, my patient files, just so that I know who I'm going to be working on for that day for my patient and what they need. So I review each of their files so that I do have a better handle and that I know my schedule ahead of time. And then I know what I'll be working on. And if there is anything in between, I know how to handle it. After all of his patient files have been thoroughly reviewed, he then zones out and he starts his day and he takes on his first patient. Just like busy moms can carve out time each day to focus on organizing on household tasks and prioritizing family needs, right? But by dedicating time to plan and prepare, we can navigate the challenges of remote work and home life with greater ease and efficiency, because that is what we all like to strive for. In conclusion, I call this the journey of organization within the home is as diverse and multifaceted as the human experience itself. So whether you're a busy mom managing household responsibilities or transitioning to remote work, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to organizing. I'm really sad to tell you that, but it's so true. The key is to find what works for you and your family and embrace it wholeheartedly. So now let's explore some practical tips and strategies for optimizing productivity and creativity within your home. So I always like to share stories, as you know, that you can have it make maybe a little bit relatable to you, that illustrates the power of finding the balance amidst the chaos of everyone's everyday life. Because now we're in May, and it's one of those times of the year where I call May is literally November and December combined. So as a busy mom juggling work and family responsibilities, I've often found myself overwhelmed by the constant demands on my time and attention. Are you feeling this? Are you nodding, saying, yes, I am the same way? But through trial and error, I've really discovered a few strategies that have helped me reclaim a sense of control and clarity. One tip that has been really particularly transformative for me is my practice for time blocking. By setting aside dedicated blocks of time for specific tasks, I am literally able to minimize distractions and focus more efficiently on the task at hand. Whether it's carving out an hour for work, whether while my kids are maybe taking a nap or dedicating an evening to meal prep for the week, which I do ahead of time, time blocking has become such an invaluable tool in my organizational toolkit. You might want to try it out if you don't do it already. Another strategy that has been really profound impact on my productivity is the power of setting intentions. So you're probably like thinking, what is that? So each morning before diving into my day, I take a few moments to reflect on my priorities and I set clear intentions for what I hope to accomplish. This simple practice not only helps me stay focused and motivated throughout the day, but also provides a sense of direction and purpose amidst the chaos. We're back to the chaos again. And finally, I've learned the importance of embracing imperfection and giving myself some grace. As much as we strive for perfection in our organizational endeavors, life is inevitably messy and unpredictable. But by accepting that not every day will go according to his plan, as I call my hiccups, then it's okay to pivot when necessary. I've been able to cultivate a greater sense of resilience and flexibility in the face of adversity. In the words of the renowned author, as you know that I like to always quote some people, and this one might be quite apropos, by the poet of Maya Angelou, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. As we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of productivity and creativity, let us remember to be kind to ourselves, to celebrate our successes, and to learn from our mistakes. For it is through this process of continuous growth and self-discovery that we truly find fulfillment and joy in our organizational journey. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening exploration into the intricate dance of zoning in and zoning out. Until next time, may you find peace, productivity, and creativity in all that you do. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to Organizing with Ease podcast on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us grow and reach more listeners like you who are passionate about living their best lives. And remember, a new episode comes out every Thursday at 8 a.m. So mark your calendar and join us. Until next week, take care and keep shining bright.